It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. As we're already starting to make lunch plans around here, we turn our attention to Manhattan's Chinatown, but not the one bordering Little Italy and the Lower East Side. Food critic Robert Tsitsima argues that a new Chinatown is forming in Hell's Kitchen. The senior critic at Eater New York joins us now. Robert, welcome back.
Hey, David.
Now, you just wrote about this for Eater New York, and you say that when it comes to restaurants, this is really a neighborhood in transition.
It is indeed. 10 years ago, I was walking the strip of Hell's Kitchen on 9th Avenue between 37th and 53rd, which is one of the city's greatest restaurant rows. I counted 33 Thai restaurants on that strip and, you know, kind of spilling off onto the side streets a bit sometimes. I would estimate there's probably about 130 restaurants altogether on that strip. So it was a large proportion. And indeed, that was one of two or three destinations at the time for Thai food. Unfortunately, the number of Thai restaurants has slipped as of 2 weeks ago to 13. And they are now outnumbered by two, with a total of 15 Chinese restaurants, some sophisticated, some old-fashioned, some aimed at the masses, some aimed at the upscale Chinese food consumer.
Why do you think there is this new concentration of Chinese restaurants here?
I can think of three reasons. One of them, perhaps the most obvious, is that the new Chinese consulate is at 12th Avenue and 42nd Street. This is the closest strip, concentrated strip of restaurants where people who have business at the consulate, and it's a lot of people, can find Chinese food to eat. Number two, it is so near all of these different transportation hubs, and historically, the Chinese American population has really spread out across the five boroughs and across Jersey and Westchester. So here we are on 9th Avenue, near Times Square and its subways, near the Port Authority, and near Penn Station. And the last reason is that Chinese food has become wildly popular, even more popular than certain other kinds of foods. It's fighting neck and neck with Mexican food to be the city's favorite kind of food.
All right. So tell us about the food. What should we check out?
Let's take Big Wong, which just appeared about 3 weeks ago near the corner of 47th Street and 9th Avenue. Big Wong, you may recognize as a standard restaurant to go to in Chinatown. It's a Cantonese and Chinese American restaurant specializing in ducks in the window and wonton soup and chow mein. So they have this classic cuisine, Chinese American, and they have brought it bodily up to 9th Avenue. There is also another place called Tasty Hand Pulled Noodles, where the original is on Doyer Street, and they specialize in those noodles where people are like pulling them apart as you watch and slapping them with a loud resounding smack onto the table.
And this one is called Tasty Hand Pulled Noodles 2.
Exactly. Second branch. And once again, what a surprise that it got out of the original Chinatown. And the first version appears not in Sunset Park, not in Homecrest, not in Flushing, but on 9th Avenue. Whether you want to call this Chinatown or not, I don't know. The restaurants are spread out, but there's a lot of them, and they're very good. But there are no Chinese markets, so people are not shopping for vegetables and fish here.
And maybe one more place?
Tim Ho Wan is the famous dim sum restaurant from Hong Kong that caused a sensation when it appeared on 4th Avenue. And what a surprise. The second version is right there on 9th Avenue at 43rd Street. And the dim sum that comes out of Hong Kong is a little bit different than our own. I mean, I'm very, very proud of New York's dim sum. This is a little bit different. Like, they put sugar on their pork bao. And also Chai, which is down at 37th and 9th. It's one of the most upscale Chinese restaurants in the entire city. Just fascinating place.
Now, these new restaurants opening along 9th Avenue, does this mean restaurants are closing in Manhattan's traditional Chinatown?
It does, unfortunately. Although there's a lot of energy still there, and there's new kinds of places opening. We've seen more Hong Kong-style coffee houses with their crazy menu of egg and spam and a lot of things that are like, from the get-go, cross-cultural. You know, and I believe that no matter how much tumult occurs in Chinatown and turnover of businesses and disappearance of restaurants, that there will always remain the touristic core and the lower couple of blocks of Mott Street, where we have places like Ping's, you know, in Nam Wa, around the corner on Doyer Street. There will always be that picturesque 19th century Chinatown still lurking there.
Robert Sietsema, senior critic at Eater New York, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, David.
And for more information on the places Robert just mentioned along 9th Avenue in Hell's Kitchen, you can visit WNYC.org.